Hello and welcome to this week's episode of UK Money Pod. We've got some great money saving tips for you this week, including a little round of freebies. Today we're going to tell you how we got £120 for making one four-minute phone call. We're going to tell you how you can get free coffee from a leading coffee brand. And also we're going to tell you how to get a free donut from Krispy Kreme Donuts. And for those of you getting engaged, why would you do that? We're going to tell you where you can get some free downloadable wedding invites. We've been told that that is a real thing. Right, so let's start with our £120 four-minute phone call. Right, if it sounds too good to be true, I'm telling you that it isn't. I promise you it isn't. So if you've been to university and you got a student loan at any point, whether you've repaid it or not, then this tip is for you. So as soon as you would have seen that your repayments would have come straight out of your pay, out of your salary each month, there would be automatic deductions provided you earn over the threshold. For many people, actually, the deductions were taken before they were actually required to start the repayments. Often this was within a year after the after you graduated. But you can check. So what do you need to do to check this has happened? We'll tell you what we did. So if you're in the UK, which we are, you call 0300 100 0611. 0300 100 0611. So my 4 minutes, all I said when they picked up was that I'd like them to review whether I'd overpaid or if I'd paid when I shouldn't have. They confirmed straight away. They had a quick look and they told me I'd repaid £120 earlier than I should have done. Perfect. Boom. Sorted. I asked them to refund the money. They confirmed that my understanding that my balance would decrease. So for me, my debt is huge, so it absolutely doesn't matter whether I take this 120 quid back if my balance goes up by that £120 because the size of the interest repayments. But you'll need to check for yourself. For me, perfect result. I gave them my card details. A few days later, 120 quid was returned onto my card for a 4 minute telephone conversation. I think that was a chuffing good result, to be honest with you. So, if you want to check for yourself, just dial the number that I mentioned earlier, 0300 100 0611. If you have a student loans company statement with you, that will help speed things up because you do go straight through to an auto system, one of those annoying things where you have to speak into it. But if you've got a student loans company statement, that will speed things up. For me, it took 4 minutes and I didn't have the student loan statement. So if you don't have it, it's not the end of the world. As long as you remember your date of birth and things like that, you'll be sweet. But yeah, tweet us at UK Money Pod on Twitter and let us know how you got on with that one. Right, let's move on to the free coffee. We've got free coffee and a few money off tips. Right, first off, we'll go over to Cafe Nero. So the Cafe Nero app has been our personal favourite for a number of reasons that I'll explain now. But if you download the app and type in the code Welcome to Nero 2019, or alternatively, you can click on the link that will be in this podcast. If you just look down on iTunes, you'll see the link. Click the link, follow your way through, and you'll get a free cup of coffee. Alternatively, just download the app, type in Welcome to Nero 2019, all one word, and you'll get a free cup of coffee. It's literally that simple. But that's not the end of it, actually. So the app lets you collect stamps, obviously, and you can earn your free coffee, another free coffee that way. But they've got loads of promotions actually built into the app. So historically, they've had a Wheel of Fortune. Each time you buy a coffee, the wheel spins and you can win a prize. That could be stamps, it could be free coffee, it could be free stuff. At Christmas, they did Christmas crackers. Every time you bought a coffee from the Christmas crackers, I won a handful of free coffees. I won free porridge. and just loads of free stamps, basically. So the app just gives you free stuff. It's well worth having. If you go to Cafe Nero and buy coffee, you need to use the app. It's absolutely spot on. I massively recommend that you go ahead and get it. Over at Costa, you're not going to get a free coffee for downloading the app, unfortunately. However, if you download the Costa Coffee app and collect bonus points, that will count towards a free coffee, just like any royalty program at the coffee shops. If you use a reusable cup, you will be saving the planet, so well done you, and also be getting a whopping 25p off of your cup of coffee. So well worth doing if you carry one around. Just so you know, at Nero they don't give you money off your coffee if you use a reusable cup. They do give you double stamps, so you get that much closer to your free coffee, whatever works for you really. But going back to Costa, so the whopping 25p for your reusable cup, Costa actually sells them for £3. So if you plan on going to Costa more than 12 times, you'll make your money back, and you'll also save some seagull somewhere from eating 12 dirty plastic cups. So again, if you care about saving the planet and saving money, invest in that cup. Also, in terms of saving the planet, I have some more saving the planet tips. I should change this from money pod to something environmental related, but yeah, another one on that. If you have a cup and you're not a reusable one, one of the dirty ones, polluting ones, if you're walking past a Costa, just pop in and give it to them. They'll recycle it for you. So pop it in, get it recycled. That's a good little sneaky tip for you. Last but not least, on the coffee front, I'll mention Starbucks, even though they don't pay the taxes. I'll mention Starbucks as well. It's a similar story to Costa over at Starbucks. So you can pick up a free Starbucks gift card and register online. It's like a loyalty card, and you'll get stamps when you use the card that contributes towards a free coffee. With Starbucks, they'll also email you some offers. So they'll email you various offers and stuff. So it is worth doing if you regularly pop in there. Again, similar story. If you bring a reusable cup, you'll get 25p off of your coffee too. And they actually sell reusable cups for £1. So you only need to use it 4 times and you have your money back, which I think is great. And you're saving the planet, so go you. Right, you've got your free coffee. What now? Because free coffee without a free donut is just a bit rubbish, really. So now over to your free donut. Right, let's run through this. Krispy Kreme is amazing. Here's how you get your free one. You download the Friends of Krispy Kreme rewards app for Apple or Android and register for the loyalty scheme. Download the Krispy Kreme app, register. You will then get a voucher for a free donut. You just need to show them the voucher when you go in store. And you'll also, and this is a real bonus, for those of you listening to this that have kids, if you register your kid on the app as well, your child, they'll get a free donut, or you'll get a free donut on their birthday every year. One free donut per year. If you've got loads of kids, that's amazing. If you've got like 5 kids or something, that's 5 donuts a year. I don't have any kids. If I did have kids, I'd be registering them and I'd be eating their donuts. I don't recommend you do that. I think you should give the kid the donut. However, just letting you know. Download the Nero app, and get your free coffee, then walk on over to Krispy Kreme. They're usually nearby. Anyway, walk on over to Krispy Kreme, get your free donut, then you are a true American cop hero. Cool. Okay, perfect. We'll go over to the final money-saving tip for you. This is for all of you that are lucky or unlucky enough to be getting married. Don't spend a lot of money on invites. I never even open them, so don't spend a load of money on them. If you want a snazzy design, you probably want a snazzy design, don't you? Just go to the link below that I will post. It's www.loveandlavender.com/downloads. You just click the link and you'll see the downloadable wedding invites for free. I'm no expert on wedding invites. I'm going to put it out there. But these look cool to me. They look good. If I got them and I opened it, I'd be like, this is a good wedding invite. So, yeah. Click the link. Have a look. You'll need to print and post it yourself. I believe that's something people do anyway. These designs are awesome. And doing it yourself will save you bucket loads. So, yeah. That's a wrap for this week. Thanks very much for listening to UK Money Pod. Check us out next Monday for our next episode, where we'll be giving you some more sick tips. Follow us on Twitter. We haven't got Instagram yet. And check out our website, which is www.ukmoneypod.co.uk. Website is still in design, so some content isn't there. Some content is. So check us out. Subscribe to the pod. Subscribe to the pod. Give us a rating, as long as it's 5 stars. And leave us a review. Awesome. Thanks, guys.